Israel's northernmost border. A fence separates towns and farms in Israel and the occupied Golan Heights from southern Lebanon, a base for Hezbollah, and from Syria. Both are allies of Iran. In December, Israel staged military exercises in the Golan. It also held emergency drills on how to respond to attacks by missiles and biological weapons. Uzi Rubin is the former head of Israel's missile defense program. He says Israel must prepare for retaliation if, as Israeli media report, Israel first attacks Iranian nuclear sites.
We don't have a good answer for that as yet. For air threats, we have a very strong air force. Ground threats, we have a very strong ground force. For this, we are wide open, yet.
Iran says its nuclear ambitions are peaceful, but Israel fears Iran is building a nuclear weapon. Iran has missiles that can reach Israel and even Europe and could carry nuclear warheads. Iran's ally, Syria, has thousands of short-range missiles, as does its Lebanon-based ally, Hezbollah. Several rockets were fired into Israel recently from Lebanon. Iranian-backed Palestinian groups to the south in Gaza also fire rockets into Israel. Those attacks show how Israel is vulnerable from the north and south. Despite the rocket fire, Rubin says the threat is not so much that Iran might launch a nuclear weapon, but that it could become a nuclear power.
The agenda is domination, regional and more domination. When they have nuclear power, they will have to be treated as a major power, and they'll, leverage that power, not just against Israel, but against the rest of the world, mainly in the West.
But analyst Mahdi Abdelhadi of the Palestinian Research Center PASIA says Israel is exaggerating the Iranian threat.
From the Arab-Palestinian perspective, nobody believes that Iranians are interested in confronting with Israel or to challenge the world. And they are facing very hard internal issues and problems.
But along Israel's northern border, Iran's threat is not being taken lightly. Hezbollah has reportedly been stockpiling missiles and rockets. And Israeli intelligence is sure that group would not hesitate to use them. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Misgav Am, Northern Israel.